Oh, brace yourself. It is that time of year.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
But if you simply cannot bear some of the Yuletide earworms invading shopping malls and radio waves, here's some new old music for the holiday season. This is a 15th century English carol performed by Norway's Trio Medieval on their new album, Aquilonis. Also on the collection, Italian songs from the 12th century, Icelandic chants from the Middle Ages, and a few modern works as well. Joining us from NRK Radio in Oslo is Linn Andrea Fugleseth from the Trio Medieval. Welcome to the program, Linn.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Thank you.
How did you find these old English carols?
Well, the song you just played and a few other carols have been with us in the group for 17 years. And I found them actually in a book of old English medieval carols. And I must say that one of these carols in particular, which is also on our new recording called Alleluia Nye Verk, that one song is the reason why I started the Trio Medieval, because I thought it was so spectacular when I first heard it. So,
oh, let's play a little bit of that. This is Alleluia. Yeah. When we think about medieval music, we often think about this being the domain of men and male voices. What did you want female voices to bring to the sound of these pieces?
Well, maybe that's the nice thing, that we can actually take some music that's written for men and do it for female voices. But yes, you are right that most of the music we sing has been written originally for men. But there were a few monasteries also for nuns in Europe in the Middle Ages, and there's some music from there too, but we haven't done as much of that. So, yeah, I think it's nice to do things that's not expected.
As we mentioned, it's not just an album of old English carols. There are also some traditional Norwegian melodies on here, right?
That's right. I think we have three hymns, religious hymns, old folk melodies from Norway as well, yes.
Let's listen to a bit of this hymn, which begins with the sound of a Norwegian fiddle. I understand this is the first time that you've recorded a record accompanying yourselves with instruments. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're hearing now, this fiddle? It's not a typical violin, right?
No, that's right. It's sort of the national instrument of Norway, which is called the Hardanger fiddle. It's a violin that's from a place called Hardanger in the west coast of Norway. And the special thing about this fiddle is that it has sympathetic strings underneath the main strings, so you can hear more than one string at the time. The actual decoration on the instrument is very, very beautiful. Ebony pieces that are made into beautiful artwork on the actual violin, so it's a beautiful instrument. And Anna Freeman in the group has been playing fiddle since she was around 4 years old, I think.
Oh, my.
I mean, in the classic tradition. So it's just a few years ago that she ordered Hardanger fiddle and started playing that. So we thought that was so fun that she's now playing every now and then in our concerts as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, we are moving into the Christmas season, and I wonder if you wouldn't mind just telling us what the holiday is like in Norway, because I have heard something about a gnome.
It's kind of a Santa Claus, but very, very small.
A
I
small
suppose.
Santa Claus?
Yeah, a very small Santa Claus. We call him Nissen, and he's dressed in a knitted jacket or a knitted sweater, but the little red hat that also looks like the Santa Claus hat, you know, and apparently he comes to the farms and eats porridge. So you should put out a tray of porridge to Nissen.
Low maintenance. He doesn't need big fancy cookies or anything. Just some porridge.
Good old porridge. Yeah.
Well, it was such a pleasure to talk with you. We've been talking with Linn Andrea Fugleseth. She is part of the group The Trio Medieval. Their new album is called Aquilonis. She joined us from NRK Radio in Oslo. Thanks so much for talking with us, Linn.
Thank you.